Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
It is the cold Monday morning here in La Belle Province. Lots of wind. But to us, we wake up and we have things that are unexplainable. You know, Stevie and I back together. What are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about the roller coaster ride that was Milan. We're going to touch base on some news, some fighting at the end of the game, some Serie A recaps. Stevie P, man, are we ready to try to explain the unexplainable?
Let's go!
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a Russian roulette Milan, and an unexplainable Milan. Stevie P, Vinny T, faithfully here once again. Stevie P, before we get into the Sunday morning that was for us, and some people like Fabio and deciding to, you know, wake up, Gio, not so much, even though he wanted to organize it, but kudos to Coast. And they will be on this Wednesday, guys. So you know what you need to do to, just in case Fabio's alone. Are they not going to be alone? Is Gio going to show up after the Champions League game? Stevie P, what should these people find, people?
Guys, you got to subscribe. You got to subscribe to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel, guys. It's very important. We need those subscribers. You can get into the chats. Hit the subscribe, hit the little bell, and you'll get notifications for Coast to Coast, the local soccer show, and anything else these fine gents put on.
Speaking of, you know, we're doing these kind of podcasts, visual podcasts, downloadable. Stevie P, you and Presidente, you were on the local TSN radio show. This was on, I believe, Friday evening with Paul, our friend that we met, Chelsea fan. We were together when we watched the Champions League a couple of years ago and was listening in. We're trying to send a link to all the guys, but I guess their geolocation blocked. Guys from Patreon wanted to support you. But how was that, man?
Yeah, so what a good experience. Thanks to Paul. Thanks to Luca. Thanks to everybody at TSN 690. It was great. It was cool to be in a studio environment. You even forget you're in the studio. You're just talking soccer. Paul has a good thing going on. It's the first half. It's on TSN 690. He also has a YouTube channel, so we'll be able to share that link once the video is on. So they record as well. So that's what's really cool. And you get to talk soccer in your local city. So check off the bucket list. TSN 690, Steve has arrived.
How was the Presidente's sweat beads on his forehead while he was talking?
Yeah, so we all know Presidente is the man of the background, and he was in the forefront. Obviously, they sat him next to me, so it was my job to make him as uncomfortable as possible. Mission accomplished.
Definitely, and I think you guys could listen in, anybody that's in Canada. I know Timmy said that he listened to it directly because, you know, Canadian, we don't have any tariffs here in Canada for a radio show, so if not, use a VPN. Another surprising note, Steve, this morning opened up on the Twitter machine, not that I open up very often, but I saw our notifications. Our friends at Serie A Sit Down, Frank and Richard, taking a somewhat of a long vacation. Look at Vinny Mancini giving us the super chats. And yes, the super chats are on because Fabio not only wrote it inside the comments, reminding me, thank you for supporting. Thank you, Vinny. But surprising for, I always like those guys, been doing it for such a long time, recapping. If you could describe their podcast, Steve, it will be our city segment, Fubo segment, but in a long form. But good luck to both those guys.
Yeah, Kumbare Frank, many caps on the show, many to come. Kumbare Richard, many caps on Milan Weekly Podcast, more to come. Hopefully we can get them on and they can, you know, come in and still speak culture with us. They're more than welcome. The door, the virtual door is always open. Guys, it's hard. We know it. It's hard to continuously create content. You know, if you have a family, it takes a lot of time. It's also very demanding, right? We're used to the long form here at Milan Weekly Podcast, or the guys at Serie A sit down, and to start taking that stuff and chopping it up, it gets pretty hectic, right? So again, it was fantastic. I jumped on when I could in the comments to encourage them, and I wish them the best of luck. And again, the door is always open, Frank and Richard.
Always, brothers. And Vinny's saying the live show together. Hey, you know what? If we get to that $100 by our birthdays, who knows? Live show together. Bring Tommy back. But Vinny, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Steve, do you want to go through anything before we get into this, into the description of this match?
No, let's go.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, unexplainable with a question mark. And he came up with this one. I don't think you could get better than this thumbnail here, the reactions, and take me through your feelings of the game. You know, we're going to get through substitutions. We're going to get through the rift. And I want to take you to, do you want to put up the thumbnail now as you explain your emotions, or you want to take that after?
No, you can keep it up. It's fine.
All right.
Guys, it's really unexplainable, and I'm not going to lie there. 6:30 with two kids is a bit hectic there, so I'm not going to sit here and lie to everybody and say I watched it live. But I was aware of what was going on, and I was able to start catching the second half there. And it is unexplainable because I really can't figure out the mental part of this team. It's something that really, really challenges even me. It's unexplainable because we have players that know how to play football, know how to play soccer. We have, we had Fonseca in the past, and for whatever criticism I did not hide to give him, he had his faults, but these guys know how to play soccer. Now we have Consensao. Guys, Consensao comes with a bit of a pedigree, you know, at Porto, applying his trade, you know, the hard-nosed coach, but we're still the mental lapses on this team. It's, and if we go even from the first goal, you know, Theo slipping, guys, is it his fault that he slipped? No.
A lot of slipping in this game, Steve. I don't know if you noticed, like on both sides. I don't know if that field of potatoes is San Siro. I don't know, but like you're saying, shit happens, and it's harsh to blame him directly for the first goal. But yeah, continue your thoughts.
It's hard to blame him for the first goal, but you know, he slips. But again, he slips, but he can recuperate. He can still be in the play. He can still defend. And it seems like, you know, coming out, you know, and seeing Theo, and you know, we know that he's not known for his defensive game. But this is a couple of times now that the opposition have all figured out what's happening on the right-hand side, is that if you could get Theo Hernandez one-on-one, you're going to be able to create a good scoring chance. And, you know, for the last couple of games, the goals have been going in. So we need to address that. But then you go down 1-0, you tie the game with a penalty shot from Christian Pulisic, which, you know, doesn't make a mistake. And there was a nice video of him and Tijani Reindeers talking and discussing like normal people of who should be taking this PK, which was fantastic. But then you go down again. And this is what I don't understand, is like now you have, you're back in the game. You have quite a bit of game to play. Your urgency now is to win. Milan need to collect 3 points every single time. Every single time. And if they don't, you know, we're going to find ourselves in these situations, guys. And that's what happens. And we're not getting, and I see in the chat, you know, Morata. Yeah, Morata was really bad this game. Really didn't offer us anything on the attacking side.
When your best player on the pitch is a center back named Pavlovic, that's not even a starter. And I know, you know, it's easy to, yes, he had a fantastic game, guys. Let's not kid ourselves. But, you know, the Pavlovic reminded me of the one we first saw when he first started. And the last couple of games wasn't at the top of his level, but he just came out and it just felt like, you know, we needed that hunger from everybody. I people want to talk about, wow, what a pass by Musa. I'm sorry. The only thing that I can keep on thinking about is that their 2-1 goal, guys, it was his mistake. He let go the ball cheaply. And even if you rewatch with Mauro Suma, as soon as he does that, no, ragazzi. And too many mistakes. And guys, I'm happy we got 3 points. Don't get me wrong. But we can't continue. What do we have, 16 games left? We can't expect these things. Guys, we played Parma. We played Parma, right? And I wanted to touch base with you on this, that Conceição again said, yeah, arrabbiato, because I wanted to take the 3 points and win comfortably without this kind of stress. But then again, you take out Leão and Theo.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
At halftime. Now, look, I wasn't the guy that's going to criticize Fonseca when he did it. I've always got his reasons. But, Steve, do you think this has anything to do with this whole concert thing? Does it have to do with their performance?
No, I don't think it has nothing to do with the concert. They're allowed to go wherever they want. It's just the media have absolutely nothing else to write in this godforsaken newspapers that they just pick every single little thing. Do you think that every single player in Serie A doesn't go out? So we're not allowed going out for dinner. You can't take your kids to the park. God forbid you take your kids to the park before a game. It's beyond me how, I'm sorry, uneducated the Italian newspapers are.
Think there's that you're trying to do like curfews? Then again, it's a Friday night. The game is on Sunday. I don't know why they would have to have a curfew on the Friday, but why do you
this
think to
is
you?
Just Italian newspapers have nothing. They don't know what the argument is about. They made it up. They make up everything. Unless it comes from them, either Calabria or Conceição, what happens on the field or in the locker room needs to stay in the locker room or on the field. I don't even want to know about it. They're going to deal with it themselves and stop using for excuses. This is mental lapses on a team that should be playing much, much better. The pressure's on. Because Champions League should have been in their sights. If not, we should have been in a Champions League spot. A couple of episodes ago, we went by how many points we dropped absolutely uselessly. Mm-hmm. You know, and now we're facing Champions League in the midweek and then the derby.
And then you got Coppa Italia against Roma. You know, not easy games. And, you know, before I move over to your next slide, Steve, I think for me, Pavlovic is the easy man of the match, top for me, flop. Do you agree with me with Pavlovic? Do you have anybody else? Magic Mike, no. Too, like he saved us a couple of times, and even on the, he pulled a couple of miracles, but I think everybody's with the top in Pavlovic, a flop.
Flop is Leão.
It's sad that he's been more than often our flop at the match. And for me, you know, it just seems that when we need him to show up, he's shown up like those 1 out of 7, 8 times. Yes, sometimes Pulisic has been there or Theo's come through once in a blue moon. But it's just, do you think too much pressure, or do you think that's the real reason he put him on the bench? Do you think it was for, let's keep him warm for Wednesday? No.
He could say that to the media. I don't believe it. When two players, Theo Hernandez and Rafael Leão, who are supposed to be your leaders on this team, both on the pitch and off the pitch, let's face it, they've been with Milan for quite some time now. It's over. The honeymoon is over. They need to grow up. Both of them need to grow up. And I understand there's things that will happen outside the pitch that me and you won't be privy to, and they need to be able to deal with that. They need to be able to set that aside. And when it's time to play, I want 90 to 95 minutes of playing. And if you're not playing, I agree with Conceição, and I agreed with Fonseca as well. But you have to know how to play the game. I bet you that this is not going to happen both at the same time again, like Fonseca did. This was, hey, guys, you didn't play well. If you're man enough, you're going to understand that you were not playing well. And you're going to be pissed off. And you're going to come and tell me, yeah, I didn't play well. But next time, Il Mister, I'm going to put in everything that I can to make sure that you don't take me off at halftime. That's the thing. Because the real people who needed a rest, and to be very honest with you, once Fofana gets his yellow card and he's diffidato, there's no point of taking him off. But can we give Tajani Reindeers a break? You know, and he says, Constanzao, in the papers, yes, it's my fault that I put Fofana in that situation. Well, you got to know that he's one card away. He's been one card away for like 5-6 games.
Mm.
So now we lose him where we need him the most, right? And now what are you going to do? You're going to slot in Musa to play Fofana's position? It's the only thing. There's no... Maybe Benny, but how long are we going to have Benny for? We have him for 30, 35 minutes of actual good soccer, and unfortunately, the injuries are catching up. So this team, again, and this is my message to management, is that now it's time for you guys to start thinking about what's going on and what's the depth problem. It's too late for this year. And again, I'm not going to repeat myself. I don't want to finish fourth place. I want to win fucking Scudettos. But now when it's too late, let's go, guys. Now you got to start thinking a bit till next year. What are we missing? We're missing center backs, for sure. We're missing a replacement for Teo Hernandez on the left wing. If you're not going to use Jimenez, you're going to need a right back. Well, now we have Kyle Walker. Yay, the next coming of fucking Cafu we got. But this is not good enough, guys. This is not good enough. So if you're looking at the long-term plan, which I get, well, let's look at a long-term plan. Like, what's going to happen next year? Because this year, you're not winning the Scudetto. Your goal is to finish fourth. Milan doesn't settle for fourth. We don't. So this is management, you understand? It has nothing to do with anybody else. Management needs to identify players that we need to purchase to create some sort of depth on this team where if we lose Christian Pulisic to injury, we don't suffer for 3 games.
Hmm.
If we lose Leao for a game, or we have Fofana, who's, you know, been playing hot and cold, then you have something to hold over these players and say, well, today you're not good. But right now, we can't take off Tijani Reindeers and Fofana out of this midfield.
And in the end, guys, this problem didn't start this year. This depth kind of problem was even just after the Scudetto year. So no management, guys. We'll have our problems, but, you know, Steve, I know you have multiple chats on your WhatsApp. I have multiple chats. Please, I'm sure that these fine people that are watching this commenting had about the same kind of reaction. Please take us through here, Stevie P. Your explanation of the fan stress meter that you created here for us.
Yeah, so this is, again, it's my personal fan stress meter and how I look at games. I get excited for games, but deep down inside, you know, it's the start of the game. I know that this Milan is waiting for me to just get angry. 20% of the time, and that's like, you know, during the first part of the game, maybe halfway past the first half, they're probably down 1-0. And for 55% of the time, the remainder of the game, I'm like, wow, we suck. We can't put anything together. Until we pull one back, and 5% of the time, I'm like, okay, looks not bad. We'll settle for a tie. But the 10%, hey, we won, and then we show up on Milan Weekly Podcast. So that should be everybody's round trip with Milan, especially this season. We need to have and find some consistency. And we're not gonna skate into the Champions League spot playing like we did against Parma. You know, we spoke about what happened with Juve and Inter during the Super Cup. And I said, well, this can't, it will not happen every single time. And we saw some games we cannot come back. And, you know, we have the Juve games where we decide not to play one whole half. But then I watch Juve, and we'll talk about it in the FUBU weekend report. I watch Juve, and I say to myself, how the hell did we lose to that scrap of a Juventus team? That
taking
Juventus
the words
team
out
is
of
the scrap of the scrap of the scrap.
And Steve, they only show up against us.
Yeah, and I think on paper, we are better than Juventus. And again, if I hold up my team and this Napoli team, I think we're also better than this Napoli team. We're missing pieces, guys. We're missing pieces. And I think Frank put it in the chat. If the guy from the striker from Feyenoord is someone that you identify, that you think, because I hope that they're just not picking a la EAFC who they wanna attach themselves to, especially to an important sum of money that they're asking for.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Guys, then it's time for you to pay. And I understand the winter mercato is complicated. But when you need something, and we obviously need something, well, now we have to start addressing it because you're playing with fire as an administration and as a management team if you cannot pull these strings and make these moves when you need them the most. Because now getting a player like that, you know, younger in age, someone who has to get assimilated to the league. If we give him the time now, we're not stuck waiting next year for all the strike. We know what we have. Hopefully, he's someone that's identified and scores goals and continues to score goals like he does at Feyenoord. But guys, if he doesn't, if they don't, then we're starting again. If the mercato doesn't start until everybody comes back from their fucking vacation, We're the definition of insanity. We're trying the exact same thing, hoping for a different result.
And dear Milan management, a 23-year-old natural striker, you're gonna get him for 20 million. Take out the deep pockets and show us that you want some change. Stevie P, we're going to go in our FUBU segment. Then we're going to take it through where we're going to be watching locally. Would it be New York, Boston, Montreal, Toronto? And then we're going to go with our closing thoughts. So on that note, this segment is brought to you by FUBU.TV, your home for all things Serie A and the EPL here in Canada. E se potete ascoltare anche in italiano. Serie A match day 22 started off, Steve. Torino, much needed win, 2-0 at home against Cagliari. After that, we had Como. Oh, you're okay. Como.
Yeah, I have something in my throat.
What's this?
Samuele Ricci.
But he's Italian, Steve, and he plays for an Italian club. 65 million.
Pay.
Como all of a sudden was like, no, this can't be, right? They've been on a good streak as of late, but Retegi takes care of Como with the comeback with Atalanta 2-1. And for them, Steve, a much-needed 3 points because I think it was their first official win in 2025, but much-needed 3 points. And Como, well, Como's doing okay, man.
Well, hey, Retegi, that's a nice striker that we could have picked up, just throwing it out there.
Oh, when Atalanta decided the day before to buy him and they signed him the day after. Oh, okay. That's the way you do it? That's the way it's supposed to be done? Ah, Gotcha. Steve, I know you wanted to talk about this one. Juventini got a little excited going up 1-0. I would like to ask you something. Lalovic, why not start a guy instead of a brand new player like Kolo Muani, whatever his name is?
I have no problem. I have no problem with Mata starting Kolomani because Vlahovic has been a ghost. I don't have a problem with that. And again, it's a message. It's understandable. For me, it's crystal cut. I don't know for any Juventini out there who are going to hear the podcast. Vlahovic is not in the plans of Juve. Because Juve don't screw around with stuff like that. If that was their striker for the future, they would have signed him up. They don't believe in him. It's finita per Vlahovic at Juventus. I think this was a good game. I think Juventus had a decent first half, took the lead. Then in the second half, they pulled a Milan.
They pulled lots of trompet in the second half. And if Vlahovic would have played, maybe none of these trompetas. Sorry, guys, forgot about the trumpet.
What I have a problem with is Thiago Motta, playing scared. And he's playing scared because at Bologna, the shirt is less heavy. At Juventus, the shirt is very heavy. And he's not playing to win anymore. He's playing to draw. He's playing to accumulate points. Here, once you're down 2-1, if you're going to take out Kolomani, who's, fresh, new signing, adrenaline's pumping, and you want to make something, and you want to tie this game, you keep two strikers on. I have a big problem with that. And I think Conte had this down pat. He understood where he had to attack Juve. He understood that their defense is susceptible. And he went for it, and he went for the jugular. Good for him.
And Napoli staying afloat top of Serie A. Empoli, Bologna. If you're a Bologna fan, Steve, do you start worrying now? Bologna, obviously, was not going to go anywhere in Champions League. I think we could have told you that from the beginning. But heavy loss to Empoli. And Empoli did everything to deserve to win this one. But do you think Bologna stays in the top 7-8?
I think Bologna will simmer down. I think a lot of Bologna players, or there's rumors of Orsolini, there's other rumors for their players. I think they're navigating this winter mercato. It's a tricky time for teams like Bologna. We'll talk, we talked about Parma as well. We played Parma and they're missing and didn't play a lot of their let's say, quote-unquote stars because they're going to possibly be sold. Once this comes over, I think Bologna will come back. And do they stay in top seven? I think they do. But I think Milan will surpass them. And good on Empoli. This was a surprise. This should be, hey, how you're doing, Milan? You're going to play Empoli in 2 match days.
Roma comeback win at home to Udinese. I thought Udinese was going to be a bit more of a ball buster this year, but Roma seems okay. They're going back on the right path. And even if we take a look very quickly here, Steve, Roma there creeping up, still below their 30 points. But do you think, obviously, Ranieri non è il mister del futuro, but they definitely needed to win this one off. They would have still stayed down to 27 points. But Udinese, I don't know. It's not the Udinese that I'm familiar with from the last years, I'm saying.
So I watched this game. They're missing something. I like their young striker, Luca. I think he's something that Italy needs for the future. He's rumored to be possibly on the block there at Udine, but some people might have to pay a pretty penny for it. But it looks very interesting. But Roma comes back with 2 PKs, and they're making things right after a rocky start with Ruric. They're making things right.
No surprises here. Lecce losing 4-0 to Inter. Inter keeping up the battle against Napoli. Steve, I don't know if you even wanted to say something about this game, but to me it was just like there's always
Inter, that like. Yes, team in Serie A. I'm going to repeat it again. They're better than Napoli. They're better than Juve. They are better than Milan, guys. But we have to pay attention to this, and we have to see. I think that this cycle of Inter is not going to last past this year. They're going to need to make some sales. They're going to need to. The thing is that they actually have a direttore sportivo there who's going to make purchases and sales so that that team can advance. And it's sad to say, but that's what we need to follow. I don't know about their financial situation, who says they're poor, who says they're not poor. All as I know is that they are last year's champion. They could possibly again, because remember they have a game in hand, be this year's champion again. And for me, in my books, if you're winning two Scudettos in a row, you're doing something right.
Definitely. Here, this one, Fiorentina, I don't know if you could have written, like you could have seen this written in the stars, because Fiorentina had a one, Steve. It's been a while, and they come up with the big 3 points on this one. But more surprising, Lazio at home. Now, Lazio, not as much as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from the last years, but do they have what it takes? You know, if I take it to the next slide, Lazio at 39. You know, so even we want to talk about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but they're still in fourth spot with 39 points, are they not?
They are, but they will soon be surpassed.
So you think the Mr. Hyde's coming in for the next couple of games? No, yes. Dr. Jekyll, scusate. Today in their own derby, Venezia Verona 1-1. And Monza, another loss to them today. 2-0, Genoa with two late goals, closing the week 22. And now looking at this table, I know there's pluses for the games in hand. I like, you know, from 39 points down to 34 points. You're going, you know, from 4 to 8. Steve, I haven't seen you in maybe what, 2-3 weeks. Match day 22, your biggest surprise, disappointment. Let's go with disappointment. Looking at this, going from like week one.
My biggest disappointment, to be honest with you, has to be Roma at 9. I didn't think Roma would be at 9. It's just not
better than Milan, obviously.
Well, yeah. The Milan at 7 is not is a foregone conclusion, the biggest. But also seeing Roma at 9, I thought they would be challenging in that 6th spot. I thought that, you know, Milan would be closer to the top, you know, maybe at that 3rd spot with Atalanta and Juve. I didn't think Lazio was going to be good. I didn't think Fiorentina was going to be good. I'm also very surprised that Napoli's in first place right now.
What's more surprising, Como with 22 points or Monza with only 13? Knowing that, you know, the Monza that we've seen in the last couple of years, according to you.
I think Como with 22 points. It looks like they have a project there. It looks like they have owners that are willing to spend. Monza, it's something that needs to be looked at. I don't think that it's going to be very successful this year. I would see Lecce maybe taking over Verona because I don't think Verona is good. And then it would be Verona, Venezia, Monza going down.
And that will conclude our Serie A fantasy for the guy. Already week 22 is the EP, man. It's time does fly by, does it not? Crazy. Again, brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and the EPL here in Canada. Stevie P, this Saturday at noon, I know Saturday for you is a big day because it is the Royal Rumble day. I know you haven't marked it down in your calendar, but just wanted to, you know, people, Montreal, Chocharos, we will be there. We wanted to give a shout out here to Fabio giving us the Football Factory there in New York, right? They're going to be getting together. Look at that beautiful t-shirt. The other finger, Steve. There we go. At the Football Factory. And even, Steve, I don't know if you caught at the San Siro, they got a guy with the Milan Club Boston scarf caught on the television. And even for them, guys, just like Chocharo for Montreal, Ducalis is the place to be, right? So people know, just like us, like two guys showed up and they're like, you know, we saw you on the Facebook and we saw that it's Chocharo's the place, just like the Toronto has their own place, New York has their own place. So that's why we got to create these kind of adversaries and go to places, just like the bullshit is there for the Milan Club Dublin. Stevie P, I know it's hard. It's a Wednesday for you. Are you going to be working, catching at least football records? No, it's not on football. It's on DSN. Scusatemi. But are you going to be managing to watch that one on Wednesday?
I will be watching it, but I will also be working. So no bar for me on Wednesday.
No bar for me either, but I will be catching from home. Houston, Bobby, maybe you got to start your own little...
your own guys, chapter.
own chapter. You know what, guys? If anybody's listening, Houston, get together. Get in contact with Bobby. Let us know. And Bobby, maybe you want to try to find yourself a bar there in Houston that will be able to watch. I don't know if they would have Serie A there directly. What would they be watching in Houston, Steve? Football?
Guaranteed they're watching football. Not the Cowboys, that's for sure, and not the Texans. So they're watching Eagles Chiefs. That's the Super Bowl grand finale. But in Texas, guys, it's gonna be hard, Bobby. You know that football is king there. So
find yourself a local Italian bar and see if you can watch Anthony Louisiana. That's a yes, talk about the NFL. Stevie P, I know the boys are going to go on Wednesday night. Stay tuned, turn on those notifications. Thank you again for the super chats. What are we expecting Wednesday and Saturday for you? Let's be taking out, like you like to say, take out the red and black glasses. Do you think they surprise everybody and actually come up with two wins?
Win. I would like them to collect the 3 points first in Champions League so that we get a bye. That would be very important, especially to get some guys some rest. For the derby, again, I repeat myself, I think I should make a t-shirt. The derby is the derby. You need to be able to show up. You cannot show up at halftime. You cannot leave at halftime. You have to be there for the entirety of that game. They will have a bitter pill in their mouth, Interisti fans and Inter, for the Super Cup. So I foresee that this is going to be a tough game. And I think that they can, you know, if they come out with a win in Champions League and, you know, they can get a draw in the Derby de la Madonnina, I'm okay with that, because then after that, it's you got to keep on collecting 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. So.
I'm predicting that at the end of the derby, the Interista are going to be like, how is it possible that this team can beat Cagliari, can barely beat Parma, and we have a hard time against them? I think we not easily will qualify for the top eight, but hope is all I got, guys. Hope is all I got. Stevie P, I think we are done for the evening unless you had some closing words. We're ready to close off. 73% for a win on Wednesday. Okay, 73%. I don't know if there's a lot of gamblers on the chat there, but should be. Should be, but this is Milan. We know there's no such thing as should be, and we like to complicate stuff. Do we not, Steve? So we're going to close it up with anything you got to say, and let's take it home.
Yeah, closing up to a big thank you again. We know we talked about it at the beginning of the show, and it's important for me. You know that for me and you, it's something that we've been preaching for a long time. Thank you to Frank. Thank you to Richard for the many years of Serie A sit-down shows, guys. Greatly appreciated. Again, I cannot stress enough, the door here at Milan Weekly Podcast is always open. And this message is for Serie A. There's content creators out there like Frank, like Richard, you know, who put in a lot of time, do it for $0 because they love your league. It's time for you guys to start looking outside of the boot and start looking at guys overseas that do English content or can even do English and Italian content and give them a chance and give them a little bit of exposure. It's not going to cost you as much as your... dumbass marketing for all the racist chants and all the stupidity you do as a dinosaur league. So let's start looking outside the box, please.
Guys, it's been great. Thank you very much for joining us once again. Subscribe, turn the notification bells on so you can know when we go live next in case there's a pregame show at 6 o'clock in the morning. You never know. Ovunque e sempre. Forza Milan.
Forza Milan! Milan.